You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Energy Intuition Transformation with Sue Williams. Sue Williams. Live from holistic-health.au.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Energy Intuition Transformation
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello and welcome, beautiful souls, to this week's episode of Energy Intuition Transformation. I'm Sue Williams, the Spirit Psychic, and I'm so glad to have you with me for what will be a truly powerful show here on A1R Psychic Radio and Moonstruck TV. Now, at this time, we are under the radiant light of the Beaver supermoon. This supermoon marks the last full moon before the final lunar event of the year, another powerful full moon, the cold moon, that arrives in early December. Now, in the Northern Hemisphere, the Beaver supermoon whispers of slowing down. It invites us to gather our energy, prepare for the inward season, and release what no longer serves us as we approach winter's stillness. Now, in the Southern Hemisphere, which is where I am, where the days are growing longer and warmer, thank goodness, this moon brings a different kind of message. It's one of stepping forward, expanding into light, and planting the seeds of new intentions in fertile ground. Wherever you are in the world, this supermoon brings an amplified energy, enhancing your intuition, heightening your emotions, and offering crystal clarity about what you're ready to let go of. And of course, what you're ready to step into. In this show, we'll explore the moon's powerful invitation, and I'll guide you through a beautiful energetic practice to help you align with your personal soul season. So now, we're diving deep into the idea of soul-level completion. What chapters are ending in your life? What identity, pattern, or story have you outgrown? And what are you ready to gently let go of to make space for your next evolution? So as we do every week, let's do a short meditation. This one is called the River of Release. So let's begin by aligning with this sacred full moon energy. As always, please do not listen to this meditation while driving or operating any machinery. If you need your full concentration at this time, please listen with your eyes open and return to experience this meditation with the replay. If you're safe, seated, and comfortable, begin by closing your eyes if it is safe to do so, and just take a brief moment to get comfortable. And we begin, as always, by taking a deep, slow breath in through the nose and releasing it through your mouth with a soft, gentle sigh. Now, as you stay so beautifully relaxed, in your mind's eye, imagine you're standing beside a gentle, moonlit river. The light of the full moon is reflecting on the water, silver, shimmering, still. It is peaceful here, safe, sacred. The air feels clean. Your spirit feels open. Now, imagine holding something in your hands, a bundle of energy. And this bundle represents something in your life that you are ready to release. Perhaps it's a fear, an old belief, a worn-out role that you've been carrying, even an outdated version of yourself. You don't need to name it right now, just feel it. And when you're ready, step forward and gently place this energetic bundle into the river. Watch as the current takes it. It floats away slowly, gracefully, far away from you. The water doesn't rush. It doesn't resist. It simply carries. So let it go and breathe. Feel yourself lighter now. You haven't lost anything. You've made space. Space for clarity, for truth, for that new path ahead of you. And let the light of the Beaver Supermoon shine on you now, washing away any lingering heaviness. Know that you are safe, you are clear, you are free to begin again. So just take another gentle, deep breath in. And as you exhale, wiggle your fingers and toes, gently roll your shoulders. And when you're ready, if they're closed, just open your eyes. And now we'll move on to the Oracle card of the week, one of my favourite parts of the show. And this week's card is from another small deck. I have small hands, so I like to use little tiny decks. But this is a very powerful deck as well, despite its size. And it's called Telepathy Oracle Deck. And the card of the week is called Let Go. Another tiny card that's hard for you to read, but I'll tell you what it says. The message on this card is some things are best let go and let the universe work it out in its own divine time. And of course, this card arrives at the perfect moment, aligned with the deep emotional pull of the supermoon. It reminds us that not everything needs to be held, fixed, or figured out right now. Sometimes the most powerful shift we can make is to loosen our grip, soften our expectations, and trust that the universe is already weaving things into place behind the scenes. And letting go isn't giving up. As I said before, it's making space. Space for something wiser and more aligned to enter. It's surrendering the tight grip of control and stepping into the dance of divine timing. If there's something you've been carrying, a worry, a pattern, a pressure, this full moon offers the perfect energetic window to release it. So breathe it out. Let the moonlight transmute it and allow the universe to carry what no longer belongs in your hands. And now let's talk about cycles of completion and what this really means. So let's go a bit deeper. We often think of endings as painful, traumatic, or disruptive. But what if they're not? What if endings are sacred soul rituals that make space for truth? Right now, you may find a relationship is fading, not because of conflict, but because you're no longer resonating with one another. Perhaps a career path feels stale, not because you failed, but because it's simply complete. And a version of yourself, the helper, the achiever, the silent one, maybe that is dissolving. And these aren't failures. These are soul seasons that are shifting. So what are some signs that you are ready to release? Here are some signs that something in your life is reaching completion. Perhaps you feel exhausted after being with certain people. That can happen. Maybe you've outgrown a space, a community, or your own identity. Maybe you keep hearing the same inner whisper. There's more. You feel more emotional, sensitive, or nostalgic during full moons or seasonal changes. And the big one, you're dreaming of endings and new beginnings, It's like packing boxes, moving houses, or looking to the future with hope and excitement. These dreams are not always literal, but they're your subconscious preparing you for your spiritual upgrades. Now I'd like to share some rituals to support your full moon release. You don't have to burn everything down to start again. Try one of these gentle rituals tonight or in the days ahead. Write and release. Write a letter to the part of you or the story that you are releasing. Then burn it safely under the full moon or bury it in the earth. Perform a moonlight cleansing. Place a crystal or personal object in moonlight overnight. Let it absorb the light of completion and clarity. And what about a voice release? Speak the words aloud. I release what has served its purpose. I open to what aligns with my soul now. And don't forget, if you want to reach out to me, have a chat with me, totally complimentary, free of charge, free of any obligations on your behalf. Just contact me through my website, holistic-health.au. And on that site, you'll see all my offerings. And there's quite a few different ones, from hypnotherapy. I can work with sports people, but also with spiritual people. There are a number of psychic offerings I have there for you and your animals. And of course, there is just so many things that are wonderful and opportunistic for everyone who wants to reach out to me and have a chat. So just a closing reflection of the show today. Under this bright and powerful Beaver supermoon, ask yourself, what am I willing to release? With peace, not resistance. What new version of me is waiting just beyond this soul season? And let endings be beautiful. Let your completions be sacred. Let the new vision of you be magnificent. So thank you again for spending this time with me. As always, I wish you a blessed week. Until next time, trust your energy, honor your intuition, and allow transformation. Bye for now.